My name is Connor Misho. I'm 12 years old. And my name is
Jacob Kogan. I am 13 years old. Today is May 20th, 2019. We are recording this interview at Mount St. Charles Academy in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. The person we are interviewing is
Joshua Lamoudou. I'm 68 years old, class of 69, Mount St. Charles. No algebra questions, okay?
What was it like at home? Like what was your parents like? What was your house like? Did you live in a house or apartment?
Oh, we lived in a house. Back then, my mother didn't have to work. So she was, when we got home from school, she was home fixing dinner. We would come home from school, and if we had homework, we'd do our homework, or we'd go play outside. We weren't stuck in the house. We didn't have video games or anything like that. So we'd usually play outside until it was dinner time or until it got dark. And came home, everybody had dinner together. And then we'd find time to get our homework done.
How long did homework usually take you?
Probably a couple hours. Depending on the night, we always had homework. We had homework every night. But yeah, we always had homework. Probably had 5 or 6 courses. We didn't have any study periods or anything like that. We had classes all day long. One of our classes was, I was in the band, so that was part of our class. So you also had to practice your band instrument. Supposedly once a day, because you had to turn in a report on if you played, you know, and then your mother had to sign it. So usually you just give it to her and say, hey, sign.
Did you have any chores, like after homework or dinner or anything?
Not that I recall. I don't know why we didn't have chores, because I was in the first group and they asked me the same thing. Certainly if our parents asked us to do anything, we'd do it, but that wouldn't have been a problem. But I helped my father if we had with the yard work, and if when it snowed, I'd help him snowblow or shovel, you know, when I was big enough. Help him take out the trash. So I guess we had chores.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I had 2 brothers and 2 sisters. One brother came to Mount. He was class of 70. And one sister came here. The other one went to St. Clair High School, which was in existence back then. And then my youngest brother, he went all over the place. He went to a couple of boarding schools in New Hampshire, and he ended up at Woonsocket High. He had to find himself.
What was when you got older, like what was the cars you drove, like that, like what were they like?
My first car was a Volkswagen Beetle that I bought to go to college. It cost me a whopping $2,000. It was brand new. There weren't too many foreign cars back then, but you know, there were a lot of Chevys, a lot of Fords. Like I said, not too many foreign cars. The Toyota was just starting to come in. Nissan was called Datsun back then. They were just starting to come in. But probably Volkswagen was, except for the really expensive foreign cars, Volkswagen was probably the biggest one.
What age was like? Was the age like still 16 for like driving, and did you get it like at 16?
Oh yeah, I got my license at 16. My father taught me how to drive in a big Lincoln Continental. and he took me down the narrowest streets in Woonsocket, hoping we wouldn't clip anything. But yeah, he would teach us, he was big on teaching us responsibility and challenging us. So that's how he taught us how to drive.
What was coming to Mount like?
Back then, coming to Mount was, wasn't as much fun as it is now because we didn't have any girls. And then when I went to PC, Providence College, there still wasn't any girls. So it was a bunch of, just a bunch of geek guys, you know. So you had the geeks on one side, and you had, we had boarders. So boarders stayed upstairs. They were pretty much to themselves. And then you had the jocks, and then you had the just regular kids. So, you know, you had the little cliques like the, like you have now. But it was okay. It was, certainly, I always claim that, you know, going to a co-ed school is part of your education, so you learn how to interact with, you know, girls. So I thought it was lacking in my education as far as that goes. Because you end up being real goofy, you know? Because you guys probably aren't interested in girls yet, right?
Did you, like, have, like, any, like, best friends you always, like, hang around with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had guys. I was in, again, I was in the high school band, so some of my best friends were in the high school band. Also, the classes, there were a bunch of us that took all the same classes, the advanced classes. So we got to be pretty chummy. There was a, you know, a circle of us that, you know, did this, this did the same things, listened to the same kind of music, you know, stuff like that, hung around after school. Yeah, we used to go to a, after school, we used to go to a local pizza parlor, and pizzas were a whopping dollar.
Really?
So there were some of us that would, there was a girl, some of us would help her with her homework, and some of the other guys would, we were there almost every night, and we'd fold the pizza boxes for her.
What age was, like, your first, did you go on, like, any trips, and what age was, like, like, what age was it at, and where did you go?
Well, we had a summer home in, you ever been to Lake Winnipesaukee?
Where is it?
Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire?
No.
No, okay. Well, we had a summer home up there, so basically we didn't go anywhere except up to there. As I said, my mother didn't have to work, so we'd be up there all summer long, you know, living on the water, on the beach. So that was, yeah. We didn't, like I said, we didn't travel much because we had the lake. My father was a doctor. He was always working, so he had very little time off. He was, back then, he was what was called a family physician. He actually did what was called house calls. He would go to your house if you were sick. And he did, he delivered babies, took care of kids, took care of old people. He did surgery, so basically before they had specialists. So he was gone 12, 14 hours a day, basically worked 7 days a week. So we didn't really get to go. That's why we had the place at the lake.
What did you used to do for, like, fun hobbies or something?
Well, after school, we'd, you know, we, everybody played outside. Nobody played inside. We played baseball. We played, you know, pickup football. In the winter, we'd go ice skating. We were in, the whole family and my friends were into skiing. And there were actually four local ski areas. So we'd go night skiing. which was a lot of fun. There was one at Diamond Hill, one was one right on the backside, one in Franklin, there was Yagu Valley. So we did that, and then we did a lot of skiing up north since we had the house up north. What else did we do? Went to the movies. We go play pool at a friend's house, listen to the latest music, like Jimi Hendrix. He introduced us to Jimi Hendrix. Like we were the only kids that, Jimi Hendrix was far too radical for a lot of the other kids. But, did stuff like that.
To get house to house, like to get your friend's house and play pool, did you guys like ride bikes?
Oh yeah, we rode bikes everywhere. We had friends that we'd meet in the summer that were like 30 miles away, and we'd say, hey, let's be stupid and go visit them. So we go like on a, and back then the bikes, most of the bikes were just one speed, you know. So we'd get there, we'd be exhausted, and we'd have to get a ride back home. So yeah, we'd ride bikes. Did a lot of bike riding.
What was your, religion?
We were Roman Catholics.
Did you, go to Mass every weekend?
Oh, yeah. I was an altar boy since grammar school. Back then, the Masses were in Latin, and they used to take me out of class, second grade, bring me down to the principal's office, and the priest would come over and teach me Latin. So I was altar boy from second grade to probably freshman or sophomore in high school.
For sports at was there a lot of, was hockey still a big thing?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was the smallest kid in school. I was. And I probably weighed 100 pounds. So I was too small for baseball, too small for, we didn't have a football program back then. I was too small for hockey. Too short for basketball. The only thing I was on cross country for 3 years, but again I was too short, so I wasn't any good at it. But it was something I could do. And senior year we had a ski team, so I was captain of the ski team. That I was good at.
When you graduated, you said you went to PC.
Yep.
What'd you get a degree in for there?
Degree in Bachelor of Science. I went in to be for the pre-med program. But when I got there, I was here at Mountain. I was on the honor roll four semesters for 4 years. I got to PC and I wasn't as smart as I thought I was. So after a year, I changed my major to a business major. And ended up with a degree in business management. Yeah, the statistics back then were the class was 200, and by the time you graduated, there'd probably be 10 left.
Yeah. When you came to the Mountain, how many brothers do you remember teaching?
Let's put it this way. There were probably only four lay teachers. And then there were probably one lady in the office, and not much more than that. So it was all brothers, and like I said, four lay teachers, I think, and maybe five. There weren't many.
Did you, what were holidays what was vacation, school vacations, and holidays like?
Holidays were great back then. My mother did all the holidays, and we'd have everybody over. Thanksgiving, Christmas. Then when we were really small, you'd have, let's say, Christmas and Thanksgiving, and then you get in the car and you go visit your grandparents, and then you'd make five stops and you get back home, probably about midnight, exhausted. It was very, very close family. But So my parents got me, you know, were doing all the holidays. We never went to, you know, any other place for the meal. So I, ever since I got married, I do all the holidays. I still do. So we still do Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. And so my kids won't know how to cook dinner on the holidays after we're gone. Because I still use my mother's recipes. So it still tastes like home. My father would still come, even when he was 92, and, you know, everything tasted the same. So, except he didn't have to clean up or cook. He was very, very content.
Were school vacations as long as they are now, like a week and stuff? Yeah. Summer breaks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were basically the same thing. My grandchildren go to school in Salt Lake City, and they go to school year-round. So they'll go like to school 8 weeks and then have 2 weeks off. 8 weeks, 2 weeks off. And they also have a program where you take all your subjects in a language. So you can choose Mandarin Chinese, Spanish, or French. So you end up being very fluent in those languages. So my two grandchildren take their subjects in French. So they can speak French a lot better than I can. Much smarter than I can, too.
What was, like, celebrities you, like, that you, like, admired, like, heroes and celebrities you admired when you were growing up?
Wasn't too, like, well, there's Bobby Orr of the Bruins. Jim Russell of the Celtics. I remember going to see Ted Williams. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the last time I was in Fenway Park. It was probably around 1956. Saw Ted Williams play. My father, I don't know, something like 8 or 10 years in a row, Yankees were always in the World Series. He'd always get tickets and go down to Yankee Stadium and see the. As far as other heroes, like I said, I wasn't too much in the sports. The astronauts were certainly the big. Say, I have my Buzz Aldrin shirt on today. The astronauts were the modern heroes of our period. Cowboy TV shows were real big back then. We watched, going back to the space thing, there was the original Star Trek, and then Lost in Space. The original Batman TV series was really, really popular. So.
What was one of your first jobs, and what did you
start? I worked 16. I was 16. Well, when we go up to the lake, I was painting cottages for $1 an hour. Well, the minimum wage was $1.50. But my first real job, I worked in a local hospital, in the kitchen, cleaning pots and pans.
Was it fun, cleaning pots and pans? Did you like the job?
Yeah, because there were girls there that were from the high school. Listen, give me a break. Yeah, it was fun. My favorite job of all time, we're up at the lake, and there was a marina. You know what a marina is?
Yeah.
Where they sell boats, and they have a gas dock. And I worked at Irwin Marine for 5 years, the summers. And so in the spring, you'd put the boats in from storage, wash them up, clean them up, start them up, take them out for a ride. You put the sailboats together. Run the gas dock, and then above that there was a dance hall where they'd have rock dances, rock and roll dances, 3 times a week, and I worked those too. So we had groups like the Beach Boys, the Association, and then they had regular rock and roll groups. And I go to work by boat. I had my own boat.
Would you like, get paid for like working with pots and pans?
Probably around $2 an hour, I would say. But don't forget, things were a lot
cheaper.
And gasoline was 29 cents a gallon. You know, pizza was a buck. Coney Island wieners were 25 cents. Things were a whole lot cheaper. You know, you could buy a house for $5,000.
Wow.
Like I said, my first car was
2000.
It was a brand new Volkswagen.
Was girls like a big thing back then? Like everyone wanted a girlfriend?
Yeah, you sort of wanted one. Everybody expected you to have a girlfriend. What the kids from Mount would do is, after school, they'd go down to St. Clair, which was the all-girls school, and they'd hang out there. There was very little mixing with Mount guys going out with Woonsocket High School girls, because then the Woonsocket High School guys would get pissed off. You know, we used to have Mount dances Friday night, and if a guy tried to dance with a Woonsocket girl, we had fights, but the brothers broke it up. They were the security detail.
Was education important to you back then, and did you like school?
Yeah, we liked school. It was, like I said, I wanted to be a doctor, because my father was a doctor, so I knew that I had to take all these hard courses. We had to take Latin. I don't know why you have to take Latin to be a doctor. Probably to read scripts, I don't know. But, it was expected that, you know, you go to a good school, you get good marks, and back then, if you were in the honor roll for 3 semesters, you didn't have to take your finals, and you'd get out a week early.
I wish.
But if you were sick, every day you were sick, you lost a percentage point. So you started out with 100. If you were sick 10 days, you were automatically down to a 90. And you couldn't make it up. So, you didn't bunk school. It also cost a lot less to come here. Cost $200.
A year or a month?
A year.
A year?
Yep. That puts everything in perspective. My freshman year at PC was $2,000. That was room and board. My granddaughter just had her freshman year in Virginia. She paid
$48,000.
Talk about student debt, right?
What school was your other than
and she partied her butt off. She'd show, every week, you'd see her Facebook and she's on a beer can. Now, you're only 17. What are you doing going on a beer can?
What other schools did you attend before you came here?
I went to St. Clair Grammar School, which was part of St. Clair High School. That grades 1 through 8 there over there. That was run by the nuns of the Jesus, Mary, nuns.
You finished out school. You didn't skip any grades.
No.
Did you go to preschool? Was it preschool back then?
No, there's no such thing as preschool. There was.
Was there kindergarten?
That was private kindergarten.
Did you attend that?
No.
You started at first grade.
Yep. No. With 5 kids at home, my mother figured. And the kindergarten was on the same street we lived on, so it was somebody's private house. It wasn't, the way it's.
So it wasn't like in a school.
No.
You went to someone's house and.
Yeah.
Attended?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was probably almost like daycare, which that didn't exist either.
Was the size of classes smaller than what they are today?
How big are they now?
30 kids.
25, 28. Yeah, about the same size. How many kids in the band now?
Band? I'm not sure. There's like 3 different classes for just middle school, I think.
Oh, yeah?
After, if you want to know.
Yeah.
Next to the whiteboard.
Yeah, we had about 50 kids in band.
Yeah, he's in band, so you could ask him.
Our graduating class was only about 130. 130? I don't know how big your classes are now.
For just 7th grade, I think there's around. What would you say? 50 kids just in 7th grade alone.
Yeah. Well.
So.
Are you guys bored yet?
No.
You sure?
We have already an essay on this.
Excuse the interruption. I would ask teachers to please dismiss members of the varsity baseball team for their away game today. Once again, please dismiss varsity baseball team for their away game today. Thank you.
Did you ever get in like a detention and trouble or anything like that?
Yeah, we got detention
the cafe will be
once we bunk school to write a term paper that we had to, and that, of course none of us did it on time, so so we bunk school and then the brother somehow knew, and yeah, we had to do detention for that, but that was the only thing, you know,
nothing too serious,
you know, nothing disciplinary, you know.
Were you, like, after college or anything, did you, like, go to the war, Marines?
No, I didn't. The Vietnam War was, which is what we didn't bring up last time, was going on. I did get a draft card, because you had to sign up when you turn 18. At that time, they had what was called a lottery, based on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled something like 320 something out of 365. And I think they only got up to number 20. Somebody was saying today, like number 28. So I never got called. Vietnam, you've heard of the Vietnam War, right?
Yeah.
It was like the young people couldn't see why we were in there. They thought it was none of our business. Of course, your parents believed everything that the president said at the time he was saying. Also, he was putting in more troops than he was telling us. My freshman year at PC, there was a demonstration and some National Guardsmen shot and killed some students. It was called a Kent State Massacre. And everything was just screwed up after that year. They actually dismissed us. The colleges closed down because there was a lot of protest. And we didn't even take our finals because of what had happened. And, I mean, they were just innocent protesters, and whether the National Guard was properly trained or not, they just started shooting and killed, I think, 4 people. So that messed everything up. And that was the start of the really anti-war protest, and then we ended up getting out of there.
Did you want to be in the war or anything? You didn't go to the Air Force, right, or anything?
No, military? No.
But did you want to?
Yeah, we had this roommate, they had something in the Army or whatever, similar to the PT boats of World War II. So we thought it would be cool to join that, not knowing how bad it was. I think we lost 10 guys from our class in the Vietnam War. There were 50,000 people that died, 50,000 American soldiers, you know, for something that we really didn't win. So, now, my youngest brother, he was the lost soul. He ended up joining the Navy, became a naval photographer. He went to the best photography school. And he ended up being a naval photographer on an aircraft carrier, USS Forrestal, and did 2 tours of duty in the Med. So, I used to develop the pictures that the jets used to take on reconnaissance.
What was the most memorable event you remember from, like, the war?
Well, the most memorable event was when President Kennedy was killed.
President who?
Kennedy. We were in grammar school. We were actually watching a movie in school, and the nuns came in and said, President Kennedy's been shot. That's the most tragic thing. And then a couple of years later, his brother was, Robert Kennedy, was also assassinated. Same year Martin Luther King was assassinated. So, and then one of the most triumphant things was Apollo 11, you know, when they landed on the moon.
What was the first landing on the moon like for you?
Well, it wasn't a hoax, like some people think. I can't even remember where I was. I was working at Irwin's and listening to the radio. And they had it on TV, and you could see them coming down the steps and stepping on the moon and saying, one small step for man, one giant, whatever it was.
One giant leap for mankind.
Yep. We went down to... all of our grandchildren get to go to Disney when they're 13 with us. And you get to pick where you stay, where you eat. And my grandson picked to go to Cape Canaveral, the space center, where you go visit. And I thought, he was excited to go, and I was probably more excited to see, because I have the Saturn V rocket hanging overhead in this building, probably twice as long as this building. And you see the whole thing, you see all of the engines in between, and they have spaced apart. And it was just unbelievable. You'd watch all the moon shots, all the other things, and you keep on watching the early space station, the shuttle launches. One of the shuttles blew up on my birthday. Happy birthday. But you saw it, it was just like, it was awful.
What was, the most common illness in your young childhood?
Measles.
Measles,
chicken pox. Yeah, you made sure you got your measles vaccination. You had measles, you had German measles, chicken pox. What else? Oh, polio. You ever hear polio? Polio was a debilitating disease that attacked the muscles. And they invented a vaccine back in the 50s. And you had to get... in fact, my niece was the first person to die in this area of polio. And she got it, I think it was airborne. And within like 2 weeks, she was dead. And then they invented the vaccine, and everybody got polio shots. My father would give out polio clinics. Everybody would show up and get a free shot.
What was like the biggest change you've seen throughout your life? In like cars, electronic appliances, jobs, salaries, luxuries, or cost for items?
Well, probably one of the coolest things was in Star Trek, you'd have the tricorder, which ended up being, your iPhone, your iPad, That was always pretty cool. I'm always intrigued by those electronics. Cars are much safer now. Remember, not even having seat belts in cars. So the cars are much safer, they're much more economical. They last longer. Except I still have my father's 38 Buick.
Wow. Really?
1938 Buick. Weighs 4,500 pounds. Did I already tell you this? No power steering, no power brakes. It's a beast.
Do you drive it still?
Yeah. It looks like a gangster car with the suicide doors, and it has running boards. You could stand on the outside of the car. You know when you see the gangster movies and they're holding on and they're shooting? Yeah, it's black. Yeah, all cars were black back then.
What do you think about our country? Is it easier to live in today than when it was back then?
It's very difficult. I wouldn't want to start over. I wouldn't want to be a parent these days. It was much, much simpler back then. I know I'm repeating myself from this morning, but kids didn't kill kids. Kids didn't shoot kids. Kids didn't commit suicide. You know, it was, you know, we had, you know, your regular bully. You're never going to get rid of the, you know, the football jock.
Yeah. Like every kind of school ever either have.
Yeah, except now that they're addressing it. But, you know, everybody wore the same clothes, so there was no competition as who had the $100 sneakers.
Right.
Actually, your mother bought you clothes and she gave them to you and said, here, this is what you're wearing. Whereas my 4-year-old granddaughter has a fashion sense. You know, she picks out her clothes, she picks out jewelry and, like, create a little monster, you know?
What advice would you give to a young person about what's important in life?
Well, start with live within your means. You know, don't think that you're going to graduate from college and have, you know, a Porsche and a $500,000 home. You can buy everything on credit, but you still got to pay for it. Live within your means. Talk to your kids. Respect your kids. If you get married, you got to talk to your wife and keep the discussion going. You know, be kind to people. You know, if you don't have anything nice to say about them, so I find social media is the worst invention in the world. You know, everybody. You know what happens? People get upset if they don't fit in a certain group, or if they say something bad about them. You know, we didn't have that. It was much simpler. Your mother didn't have to work. You know,
ask him specific things. He knows everything.
No,
ask
I don't.
Ask him about his LPs. He loves his LPs.
Oh, yeah, I still play. I still have a record collection.
What were his favorite people? Go ahead. Ask him about his music.
What was your music? That was my next question.
Oh, back then?
Yeah.
Like the Beatles. My sister liked the Beatles. I don't know. Never understand why they screamed.
We used to like the big bands too, didn't
we? Yeah, I like Glenn Miller, big bands, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman. And then we like the rock groups, the Who. My wife is big in the, she won't watch a movie, but she'll watch a concert on a DVD, so, you know.
Remember to take a selfie with
him. Bee Gees, One Night, you know.
I grew up with disco. So.
Roy Orbison,